Sarah Burns, fuel prices this month hit their highest level so far as the temporary cuts in excise duty began to be phased out. Remind us of the background of this excise duties issue.
Yes, so in March 2022, with fuel prices rising with the outbreak of war in the Ukraine, the then Minister for Finance, Pascal Dunhu, announced a reduction in excise. So that cut immediately saved motorists about 20 cents per litre of petrol and 15 cents on diesel. That reduction has been gradually unwound in the period since. So from April 1st, the cost of petrol, diesel and green diesel rose. And I think there's an expected another rise to come in August and October.
All right. Rory O'Murachu, your party had a motion on this, on the motion on fuel prices in the Dáil today. What specifically are you looking for?
Well, look, it's already been stated there was obviously an increase in the 1st of April, one on the 1st of August and one on the 9th of October. We want the two that are in front of us not to go ahead, and we want the one on April 1st to be reversed. Look, we've seen huge level of an increase in relation to costs. I think we've seen a 30% increase in fuel prices over the last 3 years. And then we are all talking about, I think, almost a 13 cent increase in petrol and 9 cent increase in diesel since January. Look, we can all come up with, you know, families that have no choice in relation to using their car and the costs that are involved in relation to it. People who have bought houses significant distance away from where they work, from schools and all the rest of it, due to obviously the accommodation crisis, which leads to some of the, you know, issues in relation to the previous issue we spoke about. We know, look, I was canvassing an RD myself. I spoke to a guy who worked in the industry and he said, I just don't see any way and means for me to stay in this. I see myself leaving. I've obviously left on
my card.
What's
the differential across between one side of the border and the other, roughly?
It's, I'm going to say, the difference
fluctuates.
Okay. No, it fluctuates, but it's, is it north and south? It's
I see unleaded hitting about 194 a litre, knocking around.
I think Pierce started at about 20 cents. That was the difference.
All right.
Yeah, it's
the motion today.
Petrol, yeah, I think is diesel in March was 173.15 versus 163.55 in March.
So what difference is 3 or 4 cents on excise going to make on the overall scheme of things? Is it still greater than 10 cents?
Yeah, but look, if you put all these increases in, you're talking about something that's considerable. You're talking about April adding 6.75 and 9.75 cent then in August, and October is another 12.15 cent. You're talking about considerably, you're talking about prices being up on, you could be paying £2 a litre.
Right.
This is an absolute disaster in relation to whether you're talking about families, whether you're talking about individuals, okay, whether you're talking about businesses. As you said, whether you're talking about the North. So we're talking about, because people will say, well, if we don't do this, there will be a loss of obviously money's into the exchequer. But the other thing is, we could be talking about a huge amount of people who live where me and John live, who will literally be travelling north now.
Okay, all right, John McGann, first off, what's the argument against, I suppose, mitigating the cost at the pump for people at a time when the cost of living is already pretty high?
Yeah, couple of things. First of all, the government have little or no say over control over market prices. So what we tried to do, like we've done with all cost of living measures, was to insulate people as best we can against price fluctuations. So we did that when we reduced the excise duty. That was meant to go back up to its full amount in August 2022. That was extended to February 2023. It was extended again to September 2023. It was meant to be finally restored back to what it was in October 2023. That extension was put out to March 2024. And now what we want to do is, it's come back in March, we want to put it up to level the cost a little bit better in June, and we want to put it up again in August. But this is the issue I have about it with Sinn Féin and the debate I had there. And with all due respect to Rory, he said that they want the April 1st one to be reversed. Is that correct?
Yes.
So page 46 of Sinn Féin's Alternative Manifesto, and I quote, "We want to extend the reduced weight of excise duty for petrol and diesel until April."
Just mind you're off the mark.
Sorry, yeah. So page 46 of Sinn Féin's alternative budget, and I quote, "We want to extend the reduced rate of excise duty for petrol and diesel to April." That's in their manifesto, their budget manifesto. And now they're saying, well, we want to scrap that. So if
we're in the running to budget. I really just want to finish this point
because it just shows the duplicity of them. Basically, what always happens with this type of stuff, whatever the topic of the day is, Sinn Féin come along, they shout and roar and scream about it. You look up the facts, you see their budget proposal, and if we'd have gone ahead with their budget proposal, it would have cost Irish taxpayers more money today. They'd be paying 8 cent and 6 cent. Okay, under us, you're paying 4 cent and 2 cent. Like it's there in black and white.
Look, that's
it's in their alternative budget. It's there.
That's, yeah, our alternative budget. We are now into budget season at this point in time.
What we are also dealing with at this point in time
is the reality of what's impacting on businesses, what's impacting in relation to families and all the rest of it. So you've seen Fianna Fáil have flown their kites. Fine Gael have flown their kites. We have put a proposal here and a motion to government that they can make a determination on. You know what I mean? I can imagine where that will go. And the whole idea here is, like you accepted, the reason that government, when pushed, had made certain moves in relation to mitigations as regards the cost of living is because people are under severe pressure. Mm. And we know that people generally do not see anybody who has an alternative to using their car, whether it's for petrol or diesel. Okay. They are already making those decisions.
We haven't heard from Violet Anwyn in a while. Did you support this motion?
I did. I supported the motion, and I think the main reason for me is because, you know, I'm from a rural constituency that many areas don't have any access to public transport. It's just not an option. And what I'm hearing is also from rural towns is, you know, there's a major issue with availability of even taxis now. They're all booked up, and they're booked up by the elderly, and they can't take on any other clients to be able to bring them in to just, you know, buy their shopping and get their bits that they need to get. And I think, you know, Senator John McGann pointed to, you know, them not bringing in the tax hikes last year, and you then have to ask the question, why did the government take such action? It was because it was absolutely necessary. The cost of living, we were facing huge increases. We know in the last 4 years, for example, the cost of energy has gone up by 58.3%, mortgage interest has surged by 60.3%, food has increased by 15.7%, and I think we've all seen that in terms of buying just the essentials and how much that they have gone up in the last 2 years. So it was absolutely necessary to take that action, and I suppose I did agree with the motion that those kind of mitigation measures were needed, and they were needed because of previous budgets not having targeted supports in place, especially for those that need it the most.
John McGann, you were critical there of Sinn Féin coming up with a new proposal, having, you know, said in their budget that they extended it till April, but the government itself extended energy credits beyond where they were initially going to extend them themselves. I suppose, as Keane said, when the facts change, I change my mind.
Well, like, I'm just getting sick of it, really, with Sinn Féin, because this is just time and time again.
I know, but
you set a budget for a year, okay? Especially if you're in opposition, you set a budget for a year. They set a budget that would have resulted in prices going up on the 1st of April by 8 cents and 6 cents. Under the government's proposal, they go up by 4 cents and 3 cents. And now all of a sudden they're in the door today shouting and roaring, right, saying, oh, we want to get rid of this. It's so duplicitous. People see through it. People are getting sick of it. And here's just another classic example.
There's an international crisis. You know, there's a war in Ukraine. There's a war in
that
the Middle
still
East.
Doesn't mean you can't just make crude, up budgets
Brent,
on the fly.
Brent crude is heading towards $100 a barrel. In that context, are emergency measures not called for?
Okay, well, let's look at these emergency measures and let's look at that context.
Well, what's the cost?
Over the last 2 years, this government, because of prudent financial management, have rolled out a whole suite of cost of living measures. Mm-hmm. They can't continue forever. And it would be irresponsible to try and say, it would be irresponsibly fiscally and budgetary to say that they can continue forever. What the Minister for Finance has clearly said in relation to this, he's going to monitor fuel prices. He realises that he can do little or nothing really about market prices. That's up for the market to decide. And if by August that level of volatility is still being seen, they will revisit it again come August. And that's just the facts of it.
All right. Do you have any costings on it?
Sorry?
Do you have any costings on
the
measure?
That will come along from the Minister for Finance, because he is the Minister for Finance and he has the ability with his officials to do that. But when you're in opposition, putting forward serious budget proposals, you can't turn around 3 months later because you don't like it and decide to rip it up, because it's the populist thing to do that week.
All right. Rory O'Murray, what do you make of that allegation of populism?
Yeah, well, like John would say that, wouldn't he? Look, the fact is, we made a proposal because we're dealing with the reality. As I say, and again, you were asking about, obviously the difference in cost in the north is somewhere between 20 cent per litre for diesel and about 30 cent per litre for petrol. And you know what I mean? They're almost the increases that have also happened, you know what I mean, in the south. So that's what people are paying almost extra, you know what I mean, for every litre of fuel that they have no choice to use. As I say, I spoke to the guy who I just happened to catch on the door who said he was literally thinking of leaving the business. This is the guy in Midlouth.
All right. Go on the figures. I just want to go back on a response to that then. Yeah,
well, here, the cost, it's lit and reverse. Right. Not going ahead with
the cost of the overall package. Not
180 million.
180 million.
Yeah. And literally, if you didn't go ahead with the two that are coming up, it's 78 million. And then we don't know what the actual cost is going to be, because we don't know what the impact is in border areas like ours in relation to the business that is actually lost.
Have you done an impact assessment on that? I mean, did you, before you proposed this, 180 million, you know, to not go ahead with the, or to reverse the excise hike versus how much would it cost to support businesses if they were in difficulty?
See when we're talking.
But do you know the figure?
The figure is 66 million here. Budget proposal, 66 million, page 46 of the Sinn Féin alternative budget. So
yeah, at that particular time, we obviously have had an issue in relation to inflation and whatever else, which has obviously impacted relation and cost.
Do you know what this is? And Rory's out doing his job. This isn't a U-turn. This is just a Mary Lou turn, and this is more and more the same.
Right, and that's just the line, John, and it's really just... We can have pointless barbs over and back. We made a proposal, you're not accepting it, Sinn Féin.
I'm not accepting it because it's nuts.
More to the point, Sarah Byrne. There's another party in government. It's not a Fine Gael government. It's not a Fianna Fáil government. It's a coalition government, and the Greens are in there too. How do you think they, even if the rest of the government parties were in favour of this, how do you think they'd view it?
Well, I think aside from, you know, figures and budget proposals, there was a lot of valid points raised by the TDs today, in particular about how people can't rely on public transport and on access in rural Ireland to transport, and the other costs that motorists are faced. I think it was Claire Curran, the TD for Roscommon Galway, spoke about how one of her constituents had been quoted €3,500 for a year of car insurance. So these are the kind of problems that people are faced with. I don't think any Green Party TD spoke during the motion this evening. They're obviously trying to focus on making public transport more accessible and cheaper for people. But, you know, if you are based outside the Greater Dublin area, there has to be other solutions or, you know, more services put out for people.
Okay.